Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
Well, good morning, everyone. I'm Bob, back in the studio with you, live and local, on this Tuesday morning. Nice morning, good weather today all around the area. And of course, we're looking forward to a busy week coming up. A lot going on in Cloudcroft, the Christmas capital of New Mexico. Now, we have a lot coming up with our guest this morning, Karen Sonnenfeld. She is the president of the Cloudcroft Chamber of Commerce. Karen's going to kind of recap maybe all the fun things that happened last weekend up in Cloudcroft, and then we're going to jump into this week and this weekend. Hey, Karen, good morning once again.
Good morning and greetings from Cloudcroft, the Christmas capital of New Mexico. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
All right, Karen, thank you very much. By golly, I'll tell you what. There is so much going on in the Christmas capital of New Mexico. Last weekend, wow, what a weekend.
You know, it's hard to believe it's been a couple of weeks since you and I chatted, but you actually were at Santaland a couple of weekends ago, weren't you?
Yes, ma'am, I was. I'll be there again on the 16th.
Yep. It was so exciting to see the fire truck showing up and knowing that Santa was on there and the kids were waiting, hot chocolate was there, arts and crafts going on. What a great evening.
Oh, yeah, and a good turnout. You know, with the Santa Land, I'm looking forward to the one on December 16th, a Saturday. But I love the kids. Oh, every child is so unique. When that child sits up on Santa's knee or stands up by Santa and tells Santa how good they've been all year long and what they would like for Christmas.
And I heard that you actually interviewed a couple of them when they were up on the stage with Santa, and that's so awesome. I think that, you know, that's part of the memories that we're creating here in Cloudcroft where people, you know, they're making the memories now. They're always going to remember that. When that child grows up someday, they're going to be thinking, wow, I got to see Santa. I got to tell him what I wanted, and Bob talked to me on the radio. So that is so fun.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun with that. Karen, talking about fun things going on, wow. The Christmas capital of New Mexico, Cloudcroft, let's take a look at this week and let's shoot into the weekend, all right?
Okay. If I can just quickly talk about the community tree, because we had our community tree lighting on Saturday.
Right.
This is a 31-foot white fir tree, and it is just stunning. We have gold ornaments on it this year, and we have the meteor lights that are coming down on it, and the Ellinger Logging of Alamogordo and the U.S. Forest Service did a great job selecting and transporting that tree, and then we had Tularosa Basin up on their lifts, and it's so fun to watch them as they circle the tree, wrapping it with the lights, and then just getting ready to make sure that it works, and the mayor was thrilled when he did the countdown. The tree lit up the very first time, so that's always exciting.
Yeah, and that'll take place when?
That happened this past Saturday.
Oh, yeah, that's
on
right.
On the 2nd.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And that was at 5:30, wasn't it, or something?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And Santa was delivered again by a fire truck, because we know the reindeer are still out there doing their maneuvers, but the things are coming along nicely. And now this week, I mean, we're 2 weeks into it already, but we still have three action-packed weekends coming up. And this Saturday, we start off at the Nivison Library with Mrs. Claus and a meet-and-greet. She's going to be telling stories from 1 until 2. Santa Paws will be there. You can bring your pet. You can bring your whole family. Have your picture taken with Santa. There are elves on duty at the library ready to take a picture with whatever you're bringing, if it's your cell phone or your camera, but they're happy to do that for you, and there's no charge. And this is one of those first-time events for us at the Christmas Capitol. We just hope people are going to come out and support that.
And that's going to be, if I'm not mistaken from reading earlier, that's going to be a nativity scene set up, isn't it?
There was going to be a nativity scene. Unfortunately, there's been some water damage done to the roof of the Nivison Library, and it was determined that it wouldn't be safe for us to do that this year. So we will move that to next year.
Very good. So that will be going on this coming Saturday, starting at 1 p.m., you said.
Yes, exactly. And then at 5:30 is the Village of Cloud Cross sponsoring the Christmas Light Parade. And it's going to be big this year. We're looking forward to it. Our float for the chamber is actually a huge snow globe. So we're excited to lead the parade with that for the Christmas Capitol. There's still time for people to register a float if they go to our website, the cloudcroftchristmas.com, or if they go to the Village of Cloudcroft website, they can still register a float, or what if they want to walk, whatever they want to do, there's still time to get involved with the parade. And Santa Claus will be at the end of the parade on a fire truck. They will drop him off at the community tree, and he will be listening to wishes some more. He has been so busy, Bob. It's just amazing how much involvement he has done in Cloudcroft this year, just making sure that all the kids are, you know, getting their wishes read to him.
Oh, yeah. When I talk to him, he always says, oh, he loves spending time in Cloudcroft. Maybe someday, Santa Claus will move from the North Pole to the Christmas capital of New Mexico, Cloudcroft, and have all of his elves there, do all the work there, build the toys for the boys and girls, and he could be located up in the Lincoln National Forest in the tall pines and be right there in our neighborhood.
Wouldn't that be something? You know, he does summer here sometimes, and again, it's some rustic cabins, and we can't disclose that location, but it's very close to Venus Park here, and sometimes he's here. Typically, he doesn't bring the reindeer because there's so much wildlife here with the elk and everything.
Right.
But I think that's a possibility, and who knows, next year we might see a workshop here in the Christmas Capitol. That's always exciting.
That would be great. You know, when I talked to him, Karen, about coming to the Lincoln National Forest, the Christmas Capitol of the World, Cloudcroft, to visit during the summertime, he loves the weather in the summertime in particular. He loves it in the wintertime as well because he needs snow. But in the summertime, he was telling me one day, he says, Bob, when I get up to my secret place in the Lincoln National Forest, there's nothing around me but nature, what God created for us to enjoy. And he said, I listen to the tall pines, the wind blowing through the trees, the pines, and they're talking to me, you know, and things like that. And so this gives him a great break as he gets ready for the Christmas holiday season.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, that's one of the things that we love about Cloudcroft. It's like being on vacation every day when you're here. The scenery is absolutely breathtaking, and the slower pace of life is just so enjoyable. And when people come here, they just really unwind. And Santa, I mean, his job is so busy all the time. I mean, think about, not only does he have to manage all the elves as they're working in the workshop, but he has to come up with new ideas every year, too. So there's a lot going on for him and Mrs. Claus.
You no doubt about that, for sure. So the Christmas parade will be this Saturday. Does it begin at 5 p.m. or 5:30?
It's at 5:30, and then we also have, you know, you can still stroll through the Christmas trail of trees, which is just lovely at the Borough Exchange building. So many of the stores are decorated this year. So pretty. I mean, Mountain Magic, Eight the Cake Bakery, the Western Bar, the Grand Cloudcroft Hotel, they've all been going all out. And that reminds me that we are having a business Christmas decoration contest, and businesses that would like to be judged need to sign up by Saturday the 9th, and the judging will take place on the 15th. And there are Judges' Choices Awards, so hopefully we'll get some participation there, because there's really some pretty decorations filling up this year.
Yeah, Cobcroft does such a marvelous job of making it feel like, it feels like the North Pole when you go there and see all of those decorations and everything. It looks so... Yep.
And then on a Saturday night at 7:30,
right.
It's Saturday, December 9th at 7:30, Christmas Park is going to light up. And Christmas Park is what we're calling the area behind the Chamber of Commerce this year. It's actually in Zenith Park. We have a 20-foot tall lit tree that's going up. We have a tunnel of light. We have several just really fun areas where people can stop and take family photos. And once we light up Christmas Park on Saturday evening, it will be open until the end of the year. And there's no charge. People can just come through the tunnel of lights and check things out and take some pictures and enjoy it.
Now, when you say, Karen, a winter wonderland of family-friendly decorations, can you kind of give me a little details on that?
Sure. Okay, so over by the food booths, we have a blow-up of a hot cocoa mug. We have a little blow-up of a cookie stand. We have around this 20-foot tree, we have 12 arches of lights, and that's in addition to the lit tunnel that the kids at Cloudcroft High School are building for us. And it's a tunnel that they constructed out of... like fencing that you would use in a pasture, and then they went ahead and they wove lights through it. It's really cool. And that's going to be at the beginning of Christmas Park. So then when you go back there, there's probably going to be 14, 15 different little scenarios where you can get your picture taken and just enjoy wandering around the park. And if there's snow, terrific. If there's not, we still will be open.
Yeah. When you walk around the park and see all the beauty there and everything else, you got to take a look a little bit north towards north of the Cloudcroft Chamber and take a look at the village, which will be set up there. Tell us more about that.
Sure.
Vintage Christmas village.
Okay. So on that, the lights on the exterior will be going live this Saturday, but the actual village won't be open until there's four nights, and they'll be open from 4 until 8. That is Saturday, December 16, Sunday, December 17, Friday, December 22nd, and Saturday, the 23rd. And it'll be open from 4 until 8. And we have some really fun things happening in the village because it's been adopted. So we have Camp Rio has gone all out. They have adopted the barbershop, and they're going to be, they have kind of a cocktail party theme with different posters, and they're doing some jewelry, and they have Christmas centerpieces for sale. They're serving cider and soup, and they do some really fascinating things with their Ristra's food truck. They have vegan options, and they've got something that they call like a pizzadilla and s'mores that they make that are incredible. My personal favorite, they started making beer cheese soup, and it's not, the beer, it cooks out, so you don't have the alcohol, but the flavor is terrific with the cheese, so they're going to be doing that at the barbershop. Cressy from Mountain Magic adopted one of the homes, and she's going to have like a Santa's workshop going on there where kids can build a toy train and take it home, and that is for free. She's just allowing them to do that. Isn't that incredible?
Yeah, that really does sound like a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Also, people can build or maybe make a tie your well wish to the fence.
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so this is going to be happening, and that's another thing that'll be open. Once we start that on this Saturday at 7:30, people can come anytime and tie an ornament. The kids at the school have taken wooden ornaments from tree branches and cut those up, drilled a hole through them, and then we will have the ribbon so that you can attach it to the fence, and we'll also have the markers where you can well wish for somebody, and that will be open from this Saturday, December 9th, until the end of December. So when people come, we'll have those ornaments out there that they can attach, and we do have a huge banner. It's a beautiful banner that says Well Wishing Fence, so people know exactly where to go to put that, to put those up. So, hey, real quick, Bob, I have found out the surest way to get to the top of the naughty list. So we want to make sure nobody does this. Would you like me to share that with you?
I would like to, yes.
Okay. Please don't cut down a tree in the forest without a permit. That is the fastest way to get to the top of the naughty list, and you might be put on there forever. So please go to our website and find out how to get the permit to cut your Christmas tree down. The cost is $10.
Right.
The limit is one per household, and then there are specific dates. And the Forestry Department has made it super simple. You can phone in to get a permit. You can do it online.
Online,
you can,
yeah,
have a QR. Mm-hmm. So really, really important that people follow the rules so that they can stay on the nice list.
Yeah, don't cut that down without that $10 permit. Now, talking about things going on in the village of Cloudcroft, the Christmas capital of New Mexico, Ski Cloudcroft has been making some snow. They've received some snow up there at about 9,000 feet or so. What about Ski Cloudcroft? What's their schedule?
Okay, so they are making snow right now, and they plan to be open December 9 and 10. And then they're planning on being open full-time beginning December 16th. And they are in the process of making as much snow as they can so people can enjoy it. And, you know, there's that old saying, there's no people like snow people.
And you've got that down very well. All right. You know, when Mel Adams was up there and very active with the ski area and everything else, and we would go out to Cloudcroft Ski, and he would let us ride on some of those snowmobiles that he had out there, you know, and just go and be nice to my family and I, and listen, enjoy that. So now we have regular tours, I think, or at least some tours going on in the Christmas capital of New Mexico.
Absolutely. And so if you're coming up Highway 82, and it's before you get to Mad Jack's on the right, on the left-hand side, next to the auto supply store, there are a couple of food trucks that are there permanently. As soon as people see a snowmobile parked on a trailer there, there will be a sign saying how to reach out to get a snowmobile tour booked. So we're excited about that happening this year again, too.
So those tours are very nice. And, of course, we've been on some before, and it's just a great way to see the whiteness of the Lincoln National Forest during this Christmas holiday season. Well, Karen, you've shared some things going on with us, and I kind of highlight some because there is so much going on in the Christmas capital of New Mexico. People just got to go where to find out more.
Right. And if they go to our website, they're going to be able to see all of the different things that are going on, and that's cloudcroftchristmas.com. They'll talk about the Down Home Christmas that the senior citizens are putting on December 15th. They'll talk about the dates that the Vintage Christmas Village is open. There's cookies being served at the Crofting Inn on December 16th. There's just a whole lot going on. And we have seven of the buildings across the street are rented out for the Vintage Christmas Village, and people will be there in period costumes. We've got at the school, Joni Watson and the students are offering free gift wrapping. So want to make sure that you come between 4 and 8 on the 16th and 17th and get some packages wrapped for free. Isn't that fun?
Oh, that's going to be great. And I also know that Pastor Larry Evans, they have a special program coming up at their church up there.
Yes, they do. And we just, they do such a great job. You know, at the community tree lighting, they set up a tent. They had hot cider. They gave out free pastries to people. It was, they just are such an integral part of our community and so much fun. We enjoy working with them so much.
And when is that going to be, Karen? I don't have the dates in front of me.
You know what, Bob? I'm going to have to get back to you on that, because when I was talking to Larry at the community, I did not confirm it, and I should have, and I apologize for that, but we will find out when that is and get that up on our website.
Okay, Mike's coming to our rescue right now, because I brought a public service announcement down with me, and so we've got that here, and we've been talking about it on the air, and Mike's going to dig it out for me. But just one more great thing to do up in Cloudcroft for the Christmas.
Well, we're waiting for that. Let me share with you real quickly that I was just kind of Googling Christmas capitals in the United States, and did you know that there's only 4 states that have a Christmas capital in their state? Bedford is the Christmas capital of Virginia, Garrison is in North Dakota, and Grapevine is in Texas, and then Cloudcroft in New Mexico. And we have the smallest population of any Christmas capital in the United States.
My goodness gracious.
Yeah. Now, so the heart is definitely here.
Exactly. No doubt about it. About 9,000 feet above surface level.
That's exactly right.
And where I like to say on the radio, when I'm on the radio, we're up in the beautiful village of Cloudcroft, the Christmas capital of the world, where you can hurry up and slow down.
Oh, I love that. That's excellent.
You know,
yeah,
it's just
I might have to use that sometime.
It's just a change of pace, and we love it. And I love coming up there, not for that reason, but just for all the friendliness that prevails up in and around the Christmas capital of the world. Well, we're going to get that information on the air for you a little bit later on regarding the church up there. But Karen, anything else on this nice-looking Tuesday morning?
It's beautiful weather this week. I think that it's going to get a little bit nippier by the weekend. But we
want
people just to bundle up. And that's part of feeling like you're in a winter wonderland, is if the weather is brisk and you're enjoying it. And just want you to know that we are here. We're looking forward to having people come to Cloudcroft, because you will make a memory that you will have for a lifetime.
You betcha. And it's Christmas at First Baptist Church, Cloudcroft, Christmas Eve, 6 p.m., Christmas Day at 10 a.m. Another great
Perfect.
Event. Yeah.
Very good. And then they can always go Christmas Day to the lodge for the buffet.
Oh, come on now. Come on now, Karen. Come on.
Yeah.
I'm on my way right now to make sure I get there in time.
That's
All right, Karen, we appreciate it. We'll do this again.
Sounds great.
We'll look at next week sometime when you're available, and we'll make it happen then, all right?
That'll be terrific, and thank you for letting us share what's going on here in Cloudcroft, the Christmas capital of New Mexico.
And for does our state know that Cloudcroft is the Christmas capital of New Mexico?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. As a matter of fact, New Mexico Magazine did a spread on this last month and mentioned it, too. So the word is getting out.
Very good. So we need to get some license plates brackets made up for Cloudcroft, the Christmas capital of New Mexico.
Love that idea, too.
All right.
So, very good.
Karen, thank you. We'll talk to you a little bit later, all right?
Sounds good. You have a great day.
Okay, you too.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.